Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them? Episode 128. That's a mouthful.
Two episodes ago, I forgot the fucking sign. Last episode, I forgot the number. Some of the girlies are upset.
I know. I saw that tweet.
You saw a tweet? Did you go on Twitter?
Very briefly.
Rare.
I don't know why I still have that app because I really never check it. And like the only time that I'll check Twitter is if I get an email about Twitter, like an email about a tweet.
I thought you were going to say like why I have that account. I'm like, well, you can't just delete it.
No, I wouldn't delete it. I would just delete the app. That's what I used to do before, but I really never click on it. What do you like about it?
I don't know, but it's probably my favorite social media.
That's insane to me. It is just so insignificant in my life. Like I'm just like, oh, it's Twitter. I just look at it as like a cesspool and a dumping ground for verbal diarrhea.
It feels like I can actually have conversations with people. And like comments, I feel like get overwhelming and I like, there's too many and I can't respond to all of them. Tweets, I can respond to a lot of them.
If any of you are looking to catch up with us on Twitter, you can catch up with Lily. She's always there.
I was like, us?
Yeah, you can catch up with her and she'll tell me about it or send me screenshots.
Correct.
Anyway, we can start with today's episode because we have kind of a very, very weird few topics. Like, what even happened? And this all happened within the last 24 to 48 hours. And one of them, girlies, I caught in real motherfucking time. I literally caught it within 14 minutes. And when I saw it, I said, that's going to get deleted. And I downloaded it. I'm so proud of myself.
I was going to say, I feel like for a while we talk about like, sometimes we kind of have to dig for topics, but these ones kind of just fell in our lap.
They did. But anyway, okay. So do you want to start with that Veruca Salt?
Sure. Jesse's leading the charge on this one because I have no clue who any of these people are. She said Veruca Salt, and I was like, isn't that the character in Willy Wonka?
Oh my gosh.
She's like, well, yes, but it's also this influencer.
Okay, so Veruca Salt, I've known of her for a long time because I don't know what kind of influencer you would kind of put her in, what category, but she would tell a lot of like stories of her hooking up with guys or like just shit. Like she doesn't give a fuck about anything and she's just like very out there and outspoken. So I had seen her a lot on my For You page. The other character that we're talking about, character, it's an actual person, is Anna Paul. Okay, so Anna Paul is a huge influencer. I can't believe Lily had never heard of her. Like that's bizarre to me.
Literally gun to my head, couldn't have picked her out of a lineup.
I've seen her again on my For You page. Never she's been in High Smile campaigns all over my For You page. You know that toothpaste that's like flavored, not sponsored.
I've seen that before. Not her though.
That's always weirded me out though. I'm like, I don't want to like brush my teeth with like chocolate frosting. That doesn't feel like it would feel minty fresh.
Oh, I've done that on Beauty Break before.
Oh, of course you have. Literally, what haven't you done?
Oh, it's not brown.
That's disappointing. Why is it not? That's stupid.
You just have a relation to anything and everything. I can mention like two random words in the English language and she'll be like, yeah, I did that on Beauty Break.
I told you, that's why I'm so boring now. I lived like too many lives within like a decade and it was like I did all of the things and now I just
honestly
need to be doing none of the things.
Same. I feel the same way and I always explain that to my husband of like, I know we didn't really get our chance to like travel and stuff, but we both did separately. He traveled the world. I just did anything I felt like doing at any given moment. Mm-hmm. And now I can do nothing I want at any given moment. So it's kind of balancing itself out.
Yeah, it's like we fit 20 years into 10.
We did. And what a time that was. But here we are in our, what era is this? In our woman
era.
This
is the recovery period?
Oh, our recovery. Yes. Anyway, but okay, so Anna Paul is a TikToker that if I had to categorize her, she's just a lifestyle person, not in the like get ready with me necessarily way, in more of a let me show you my life. And also,
I was going to say, look at me, I'm hot.
No, she's not even like that. She really isn't. She's very down to earth. She's so well loved on TikTok because she's really, really, really generous. I'll never forget, I saw a TikTok of an Airbnb person. Anna Paul travels a lot, so I don't know if this was actually her Airbnb, but it was an Airbnb saying, you know when they do those videos, the Airbnb people that like clean things up, they'll be like, let's see how the client left it. You know what I mean? And they'll like go in and see if they like trashed the place or not.
No, but that's funny.
Okay, well they did that and they said, oh, a famous TikToker stayed here and it was where she was staying and let's see how she left it. And she left it super clean and she left like a $500 tip or something like that. People are like, I know that's Anna Paul. Like that's just like her because she literally gives money away to followers. She's just very sweet. She just gave her ex-boyfriend his dream car. Like she's, you know what I mean? She's that type. But she's very well loved, which is why we're covering this because this is such a bizarre situation. And I'll just take you in order of how I saw it on my For You page because it did seemingly come out of fucking nowhere. I want to say before we start though, Veruca just, and this is not like, we're not going in depth or anything like that, but she just lost her child. He was 6 weeks old.
Oh my gosh.
So she is going through a really, really, really intense grieving process and probably just mental process in general, one that I cannot possibly fathom. A lot of people saw what we're gonna watch as what the fuck, like that came out of nowhere type of thing. And maybe it did, and maybe it came from a place of hurt or whatever the fuck. But I do just want to say that, like, let's all just like look at the situation and keep it here in the comments. I don't want anybody, you know what I mean? Like, Veruca went private on TikTok. She's like completely getting obliterated on TikTok right now. And it's just, it's pretty wild. I didn't
know this was so dramatic.
Oh, no, it's bad.
Also, though, side note, unstated rule that I actually feel like we have stated it before. But generally, whoever we're talking about, please do not go harass them on our behalf.
You know, it's like our good friend Cece Suarez, Chelsea, says in her video. She's always like, this is not a petting zoo. Do not interact with the subjects.
Keep your hands inside the vehicle.
Please, we beg. Anyway, let's just get started. So Veruca Salt posted this, and I don't know what her real name is. I'm assuming it's Veruca, and then she's just using a play on words. I also don't want to sound stupid, but they're definitely either Australian or New Zealand. What is it?
A Kiwi?
Yeah, they're either from New Zealand or Australia. And unfortunately, I cannot remember which. So she posted this video. This is not it in its entirety, but you're going to get the gist of it. And we don't really need to see the whole thing anyway to get it.
Very long. And I'm holding something in that literally has nothing to do with me. It literally keeps me awake at night and it has literally nothing to do with me. And it's very frustrating because it's about another person on this app. And I even messaged her about it. She left me on scene. But anyway, I found out something about somebody online, and I found it totally by happenstance.
Yeah, I don't think that's the word, right? It's happen chance.
No, I was like, that is a word. You just don't hear it very often.
And her caption, I don't have the full thing, but it says, it hurts me as a parent and as a former homeless person. All we got from her initial TikTok was, I know something about someone. And further on in her caption, I remember it saying something about like, everyone really likes this person. Okay, so that was coupled in with it. And then she gives the hint that it's about a homeless person. That's really all we got. I shit you not, less than 30 minutes later, the TikTok spilling all the beans, not while saying the name of this person, Anna Paul,
but giving the details.
Yeah, absolutely. Giving details and giving details that if anyone knew about Anna Paul, like they would know that that's about her. And she's very big. So everyone was commenting Anna Paul, Anna Paul, Anna Paul. Well, let's give that a watch because everyone lost their shit when she posted this.
Okay, I just have to say something. It's eating me alive to not say anything. I'm gonna set the scene for you, okay? When my son was still alive, I had this woman, like a family friend of mine, come over to look after my son. I'm just telling you how I found out, okay? She'd come over to look after my son while I went to the dentist or I went and did whatever, you know, whatever. My son dies. Maybe 2 days later, she comes over, she's talking to me. She's just talking to me about random stuff about her life, you know, not about the death of my baby. And she's like, oh, do you know so-and-so from the internet? And I'm like, yeah, I do. I don't live under a rock. Of course I fucking know who that is. She tells me that she's going on a date with her dad, like, and she has been low-key kind of dating him on and off, like, you know, they eat lunch together or whatever. This woman is literally just a sweet little old lady, okay? So she's not making shit up. And then later on, I went on my own little investigation and it is true. Anyway, she's telling me that, like, he smells bad and he lives in his van and he can't really shower. He doesn't have money for food. And I'm like, what are you fucking talking about? That man's daughter is so fucking wealthy. What do you mean he doesn't have money for food? At first, I didn't believe it. I went, no, I'm pretty sure he lives in the house. I've seen them post videos saying that he lives in the house. That is actually not true. And we'll go back to that in a second. So now I'm like side-eyeing everything from this moment. I'm like, what the fuck? This is really weird. The day my son's funeral rolls around, maybe 2 weeks later, obviously my son's babysitter is there and a couple of my friends are there also. So we start talking about this. One of my friends go, no, it is true. And I'll tell you why. Try to keep up. Okay. One of my friends used to be friends with a former associate of the influencer in question. Does that make
not
sense?
Really, but so Anna Paul's old employee.
No, not literal associate. I think they mean like not very close
friends with
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I think so. It's not giving
like an acquaintance.
Oh yeah, I think they use that word over yonder. I think that's what she means. It was just like a not super close friend of Anna Paul's.
Regardless, it's either someone that she kind of knew or someone that worked for her for a bit. Doesn't really matter.
Yeah. This influencer went to go get some food and they saw this person's dad in the parking lot. So my friend's like, what is this guy doing in the parking lot? And what is he doing picking up somebody else's food doing DoorDash? So former associate who's with my friend says, yeah, no, he's literally homeless. Like the way that his children treat him is disgusting. And that he did used to live in the house because former associate said, this is fucking disgusting. And this man is living in this house. And now former associate does not live in the house. So now the dad don't live there either. And the whole reason the dad doesn't live in the house is because the mum cheated on him. And the mum's really weird and would say stuff like, are you going to buy me this? Or do you love Papa more than me? And then the children will say to the dad, like, oh, if you wanted to live in the house, you should have bought Bitcoin when we were kids. I continue to see my son's babysitter on a weekly basis. We hang out, we get some food, whatever. Everyone around where we go to get food also knows about this situation with this person's dad. Like, he can't really afford to eat. My son's babysitter is like giving him some of her pizza when he's there. He recently only got a bottle of water and ran out on the bill of a bottle of water because he literally cannot afford it. And what eats me alive is the fact that this girl sits on the internet and says, I'm a gift giver, I love giving back, I love my family. When in reality, she's texting her dad, hey, I need you to come over to be in a video. And her dad is apparently such a sweetheart and such a nice man that he will never ever say anything publicly about it, or even to his children about it. He'll just go along with this because he would rather still get to see his children just to be in a video for public appearances, because he's just hoping one day that his children will wake up and not be a fucking cunt anymore. Like this man is doing DoorDash so that he can afford a gym membership, so he can afford to shower, or he showers at the showers at the beach. And his daughter is so rich. And the worst part is that she sits on the internet and pretends to be so caring when this man is basically starving and filthy because she refuses to do anything about it. Oh my fucking God, it's actually eating me alive. I can't even. Sorry, I just feel like I need to add, it's all just manipulation as well, because she's made videos saying, I hate when people call me a liar because I don't lie. My mum always taught me not to lie. You're lying about your fucking relationship with your dad, and he's homeless and starving and driving around your area waiting for a text to hang out with you. Oh my God. If my children grew up to do this to me, because I didn't make them rich, it would hurt my feelings so bad. I would be so sad every single day. On top of them using him to have like a family front, to be able to manipulate their audience into thinking they're like a nice, lovely little family so that they can get more fucking money out of their audience. And there's more rumors about like the businesses and the breakups and all of that, but I don't really even want to get into it because I know the dad thing to be true. And if I come out with the rest of it, oh my fucking God. I'm going to be like involved in this scandal because I'm the person to say something, but somebody has to fucking say something because this is ridiculous and the manipulation of their audience and what they're doing to their dad is just fucked up.
So, lot to unpack there.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So she, if I remember correctly, right in the beginning, she did like a few comments that were mentioning Anna Paul when it was still up.
Got it. So she confirmed.
Yes. And then also people just started running with it. At first she was getting a lot of support and a lot of people were like, oh my God, like this is so sad. Anna Paul, like how could you do this to your dad? And again, there's multiple times in this video and that's when we come into like the issue of like, she is saying, this is a fact. I know this. I did my research. I know that there's a very rich creator that is mad because she didn't grow up rich because her dad didn't get Bitcoin. Now she's like taking it out on him by forcing him to do DoorDash and like be homeless. Like, it's just a very bizarre accusation. And then also like just that he smells, like it's just a very, I don't know, not, it's intense.
Well, and not to say that like homeless people shouldn't be dating or something, but like it's weird that the babysitter is dating him but then also is like, oh, he smells and he can't shower and then he can't afford water. That to me just kind of seems odd too.
Besides the homeless accusations, why are you going around telling people that your significant other or the person you're dating smells?
Yeah, I was like, that seems like an odd thing to share.
For sure. But she goes on to say, obviously, that she verified all of this. And so people believed her. But like the internet does, it moved really, really, really fucking quickly. And then the dad pretty much immediately got inundated on his Instagram with comments of like, is this true about your daughter? Is this true? And he responded to one that said, is it true you're homeless and that huge daughter, I think they meant your daughter, doesn't help you at all, only when doing vlogs. And he says, that's crazy. I'm in Miami now. My daughter is the best. So that immediately got people like, wait a second, huh? And also people started speculating in general because it's not necessarily surprising info that her dad lives in a van. He is a van lifer. What is it called? Those people that just like to live in vans. A perfect example of like his vibe, I guess, to give you an idea, is they go on family vacations a lot, even though I do believe the parents are not together. And Anna Paul posted this camping one where she was in Sweden and she's next to this super cute little retro looking camper and she says camping in Scandinavia. And her dad posts around the same exact time. And if you look at his setup, it's different. What is that?
I don't know. Looks like a coffin. No, it's like a tent bed.
Yeah, it's like a tent bed. Definitely looks a little bit more rugged than the camper. And it's the same date. So he posted this on his Facebook. And he says that he set it up and it was pouring rain, but he stayed nice and dry until he got up. It's a great contraption. He's talking about his little bed. So in my eyes, what this is telling me is that he likes to do shit like that. You know what I mean? Some people like a more rugged nomad lifestyle and some people like glamping.
Basically that he is not living in a van out of necessity. It's out of choice.
Correct. Here is his vibe as well. Anna Paul would post things like this all the time.
My dad hasn't had a haircut since before COVID started, and I think he's a hoarder because he doesn't want to cut it because he's proud of it, right? And he's proud of his phone case too. Holy shit, it is broken. So I finally bought him a new one, okay? I think he struggles to throw away old things. So now he has a fresh phone case, okay? Also, do you guys remember Tamagotchis? You have them on your keychain and you feed them. And I also bought myself this shirt because it says sporty and rich on it and eat more veggies. I thought it was cute. But okay, we finally dropped my dad off to get a haircut. Finally. And he looks so fresh. He loves it, by the way. I don't know why he didn't do it sooner. And don't hate on me, okay, for trying to change my dad. I actually think he has a hoarding problem. Look, he collects the apple seed and stems from the apples he's been eating. And that's what he was doing with his hair. He was like collecting it. I don't know. But I'm going live.
A bit odd.
Like, okay. I saw that. I was like, interesting.
Yeah, it's like, so he's a weird guy.
Yeah, exactly. He's eccentric, I would say. There this is go. Another yeah. Eccentric one.
If a dad joke was a person, it would be my dad. He's the most dad joke dad ever. We're going fishing with him today, so I brought a little bit of snacks. He's like, oh, Anna, wait, I have some really good snacks. He reaches into his van and hands me a bag of warm carrots as a snack, which is, you know what, fair enough.
Like... When I saw these, I was like, actually, all of this kind of makes sense. You know what I mean? Like, okay. He might be some, allegedly, maybe he's got some pheromone odor or whatever. You know, like, he seems like the type of guy that would be like, I'm just living my life, man.
I don't believe in deodorant. Yeah.
There was a large amount of people that did see TikToks like that. And then you would see in the comments, like, oh my God, you could see the bedding in his van. Like, you could see he does live in there. And I don't know, because I don't follow Anna Paul that closely, how much or when she alleged that he lived with her. But at least for a significant amount of time, he has been living this like nomad life, van life. And again, some people do it out of necessity. Some people, a lot of people actually do it because they want to.
A minimalist lifestyle.
Yeah, a lot of people find it, I don't know, relieving or whatever, that they can just go wherever they want. They're not like tied down by materialistic things. I understand the appeal of it. I mean, I don't understand it because I would become claustrophobic and go running naked in the woods.
Yeah, but...
But people started putting two and two together and they're like, wait a second, Veruca, like, what are you talking about? And why were you so sure that it wasn't her dad wanting to live this life on his own? Because he is an adult.
Yeah, did the babysitter say, like, his daughter won't help him and that's why he lives in the van? Or did she make the assumption upon finding out that he lives in a van?
So according to her, all that the babysitter said was that he smells and that he lives in a van, right? Those are like the two facts. And then the other facts came from the former associate, the whole game of telephone thing, which I have some comments of who people think told her that. But yeah, I think she was merging a few things that she had heard.
And I have to say, even if this was totally true, it feels a little weird to get involved.
Right. So she said in that first TikTok, she was like, you know, basically you're going to shoot the messenger. Like, you guys are not going to like that it's me that's having to say this, but I had to say it.
Question. Are they friends? Or are they just associates?
I think they're like from a similar place. Maybe? Question mark. They have similar accents. So I'm wondering if that's kind of like, they're just like from the same world type of thing. And they just know each other.
It just shows in this message that Anna has responded to Veruca's story before.
Yeah. And really nicely, she said, have fun, angel, with a heart. So.
Yeah. It looks like a Taylor Swift concert.
Oh. Oh my God. If that's a Taylor Swift concert, Veruca went there like a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Well, so that's why I was wondering. I'm like, are they friends? Do they talk a lot? Or is it just kind of like one of those people that you respond at their Instagram stories?
Either way, they definitely knew each other to some
capacity.
They know
each other, for sure.
So she did not respond to Anna Paul's have fun angel message. Instead, she messaged her and says, hey girl, I'm not gonna lie. Something has been bothering me and I think it's best for me to talk to you first. You have always been nice to me and I think I owe you the courtesy to speak to you about it. I found out, not through the influencer vine, I found out by happenstance that your dad is borderline homeless and living in his van, doing DoorDash for some money, and he's showering at beach/gym showers. I heard that you apparently text him just to be in videos with you. It hurts me as a former homeless person and also a parent. I couldn't deal with the pain if I was him. If this is true, it also shatters the version of yourself you have shown to me and your audience. To be honest, I know that this lifestyle for him is true, but I was wondering if you have a side or something about it. I'll be honest, if someone sent this to me about my quirky dad who likes to live in a van, I would not answer either, or I'd answer and be like, girly, yeah, my dad's just like the band.
I would be like,
what are you talking about?
If it wasn't true, obviously.
I would absolutely be offended. Okay, so Veruca has posted multiple Instagram stories and has addressed this many times, but one of the ones that she posted says, if he's just living his best van life, then why is he running out on a bill for a bottle of water? Why is my son's babysitter giving him some of her pizza because he can't afford a meal? Why is he going into Woolworths and getting the kids free fruit? Everyone in the area knows what's going on and no one says anything. It's not right. So this does kind of contradict the he just likes to live in a van thing, you know, if he really cannot afford a meal. Now, I do want to just say about the DoorDash thing, I do think that's really silly to nitpick on. I think that there's a lot of parents that would not happily take money from their child, no matter how rich they are. I know my parents, any single time I wanted to even buy them something, they just feel like, no, I don't want you to do that, you know? I don't think it's bizarre that a parent who maybe is retired or I don't really know his situation would want to make money on the side. And I don't think we should like shame him for that, you know?
Yeah. And I feel like also some people just like want something to like keep them busy.
Yeah.
So like that aspect of it definitely is not like any cold hard proof.
Yeah. But now we're going into if he can't afford water, if he can't afford a meal, if he's going into a grocery store and stealing fruit that is for kids, like that is a little bit more concerning. But again, unfortunately, and I know that maybe she wouldn't want to accept this, but like she is hearing this from someone. She is not seeing this for herself. Like she sees that he's a van lifer. She sees all of that. But unless she's actually seen him do that, she cannot, like she's saying it with a lot of certainty that maybe she feels justified in.
She keeps saying everyone in the area. Like who's everyone?
It might be a small town, but I doubt everyone in the area is like, remember that guy who lives in a van? That's Anna Paul's dad. Like I don't.
Also, I think it's interesting that she, when she messaged Anna, she said that he was showering at like the beach in at gyms. Mm-hmm. But when she's talking about it earlier, she says that the reason he's doing DoorDash is to pay for being able to do that. Mm-hmm. But she doesn't say that when she's like, was that an assumption or?
I don't know, because it's kind of all blurring together.
Where is she getting the information?
Yeah.
And how much of it was she given and how much was it just like she filled in the blanks? Right.
She then posted this comment, and this is who people are thinking gave her this information. Someone by the name of Vanessa Knight, another influencer in that space that I know absolutely nothing about. But the comment says, I'm not even joking at Veruca. Probably got all this from Vanessa Knight. Like she is so full of it. It's not even funny at this point. Genuinely, Veruca probably unalived her child. I have seen, I have to say, so many people bringing her child into this.
What the fuck?
Oh, no, no. It's insane. Like, literally insinuating it was her fault. Really, really, really horrendous shit. And that's where we go beyond the point of backlash. Even if she's doing this maliciously to end Anna Paul's career, there is no fucking reason to drag an innocent, virtually newborn baby child into it.
I just, like, that comment went from, like,
right?
I'm correcting you to just what?
Yeah. And what's really frustrating is like, there's a lot of children of that age, you know, like with SIDS and stuff that you don't have the answers. She's also not having answers right now. And I bet that fucking sucks for her more than anybody. But a lot of people have taken the fact that she doesn't have answers and also that she does quote unquote joke on the internet or she like says things in a different way that people don't expect a grieving mother to speak like that. To that, I say, if you don't know, then you don't know. And like, I do not ever want to like even think about monitoring or like nitpicking a mother's behavior after they lost their child. Like, fuck that. Unless there's like proof and people are like, oh my God, this person unalived their child. I'm not going to criticize mom for anything once they've lost their child. Like, that is beyond me. So this comment, demented. But anyway, she reposts this on her story and says, I'm never telling you guys anything again. I've never come on the internet and lied. I don't have to. Why would I make this up for no reason? I told you guys it was weighing on me heavily. My baby just died. I can't deal with anything else. Anna hasn't even said anything and you're already jumping to her defense. I don't even know Vanessa Knight. What is the point of comments saying I killed my baby? Seriously, don't even get me started on the backhanded quote unquote go heal. Like, bitch, go where? My baby's dead. I will never heal from it. This doesn't make what I'm saying less true. I'm sorry that you have been manipulated, but don't turn me into the villain instead of just listening to the truth. So she's coming back for all the people that are kind of just being like, oh, this is you acting out. Well, no, not even the people that took it too far. Like, there's a lot of people who are telling her, like, you should be focusing on healing and not getting involved in internet drama. That's not a strange stranger's place to be like, oh, this is why you're doing that. Like, they could also just be two completely separate things.
Yeah, well, and she says that she used to be homeless, so feels more empathy for him because of that. But yeah, I just keep your... Oh my God, I know. Hate people.
It's the worst. I mean, we haven't even gotten to the dad's statement yet, but I'm just like, looking at it from this point, I understand she said it was weighing on her heavily, and I understand why she said it was weighing on her heavily. But like, what did she think was going to come...
It's also not your business.
Well, that's the thing. I'm like, what did she think was going to come out of this? Like, you thought that Anna was going to suddenly have a great relationship with her dad if that was the truth? I just think like there's two motives here. She either wanted Anna's career to go, like, no girl, you're done.
Which is extreme.
It is. Or she just wanted people to know who Anna was, which is kind of the same thing.
Yeah, that's... I'm thinking more like she's not really thinking that far.
That's what I was gonna say. I think that she definitely didn't think this through. It could have also just been genuinely she was disgusted by this thing that she really did believe to be the truth and she wanted people to know about it.
That's the thing. I think she... it seems like she just like wanted the truth to be out there and didn't think about the aftermath.
Yeah, I've said it before, but my brother gave me... I don't know if this is advice, but like, he told me when everything was going on with me, and he's like, listen, as long as you know that you putting this out there is not gonna clear the waters. Like, it's gonna make them more murky. You're gonna be more confused. Everyone's gonna be more confused. All the opinions are gonna flood in. Like, saying something is never gonna be like, everyone's just like, oh yeah, interesting, thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
This is the internet.
You're never gonna be able to explain yourself or get everyone on your side.
No. And this is just reeking of someone who didn't think it through, which is really unfortunate. Yeah. But she is definitely doubling down on it. I'm looking for her other statement because I just freaking had it. So this is another statement she put on Instagram stories. It says, before I even said anything, I made a video saying I was scared to say anything because it's quote unquote shoot the messenger. I know how the internet is, and you all told me to tell you, told me you would support me if I told you. I know what I said to be true. They know it to be true, and they will let their fans say nasty things about my dead baby to get away with it. It's not me quote unquote beefing them. I just felt like I had to tell you guys because it's so disgusting. I turn into the villain because I don't want to keep secrets of liars and manipulators, and I don't want to exist online where people are secretly vile and pretend not to be. And you get to say horrible things about my son and have zero repercussions because you're not famous and you can't cancel someone that no one knows. The internet is not a fair place. There's different rules for different people, and there's different rules for people who just watch and comment. Of course, their dad is going to go along with it. Just like I said in my original video, he wants to be with his children. He would rather see his children than go against them for his own good. Apparently, Anna is going to treat her dad better now, but who knows? Maybe when they get back from that publicity vacation, he'll be back doing DoorDash. Anna saw the video within an hour of it being posted and has said nothing. She surely sees what people are saying about my innocent and dead baby. If she cared so much, she would have replied to me when I asked her about it. If she's as positive as she pretends to be, she would be telling you not to bring up my baby. And now it's quote unquote another Veruca Salt scandal. When reality is, it kept me up at night knowing this, and I couldn't hold it in anymore. So, right? This is a lot. Really quickly, before we kind of wrap everything up, we'll read the dad's statement now, because the dad has put out a statement on Instagram stories.
Yeah.
He said, it has come to my attention that there has been some toxic misinformation going on about my private life and my relationship with my family. This is just to set the record straight. I have been living my dream, and my daughter has been nothing but supportive. If you have a look at my Instagram feed, you will easily discover that I have been traveling the world in the last few years and that I am lacking nothing. I am very proud of what my daughter Anna has achieved and of the person she has become. If there's anything that can be taken from this, is that idle gossip causes nothing but hurt. Don't participate. Now back to my family holiday. He is in Miami. I think they're all in Miami for holiday. And I was going to do it in an Australian accent, completely like unrelated. I was going to be like, I don't know. Like, I literally do not fucking know how or what I feel about this.
So we don't have any clarity on like if it was true or if Veruca was mistaken. It doesn't feel like she's like maliciously lying.
It doesn't.
I think she thinks it's true.
Yeah.
But is it?
Her dad, Anna Paul's dad, is an adult. And it's not that adults cannot go through things or like be, you know, hurt or abused or like belittled or whatever the fuck, but he is an adult. It is not required.
Her responsibility to take care of
it's
him.
Not. Yeah. And is it shitty to not take care of your parents if they took care of you their whole life? Absolutely. And obviously, Veruca is coming from a place of the ethical argument of it all, where it's like, yeah, you're not doing anything fucking illegal, but you are leaving your dad to struggle in life. But all of that being said, he is saying he is fine. he is saying, hey, this is the life I choose. I mean, the guy fucking stores apple seeds and cores and shit on a plate. All right, he's a different kind of dude. I don't know if there is any truth to what they're saying. I mean, I think the truth is that he does live in his van. I think the truth is the DoorDash thing could be true and he wants to make some money on the side. He doesn't want to ask his daughter for money and he probably doesn't even need that much money when he's living in a van.
I was going to say, maybe it's that he isn't asking and like maybe there's a little truth to the fact that he's struggling, but then also that he doesn't want her to help or she doesn't know how bad it is.
You know what? I can completely see that because my dad, he has gone through so many health issues in the last few years and he will not tell me until he is in the hospital. Like literally, yeah, he will not tell me.
No. So, Mom, if you're watching.
It is the worst, but they don't want to worry us, especially when they're not super close. Like my mom, at least, is, you know, 30 minute drive from me. My dad is in Miami. So in his mind, he's like, well, what is she going to do? I'm not, you know what I mean? I'm not going to just worry her for the sake of worrying her. So I hear about things when they've gotten so bad. It's like the royal family. When things get so bad and then they finally tell me what's going on, I'm like, oh, period. So this could very well just be that. Maybe she didn't know how bad it had gotten. Maybe her dad is this funky kind of guy who doesn't want to ask her for money, wants to live in a van, and maybe was running really low on funds for a while there. I don't fucking know, but I think the narrative is not quite correct. If I had to just guess on my vibe, it's not even about her influencer vibe and if she's a good person or she's not a good person. I'm just saying, like, he likes the van life. Like, that's pretty obvious.
It doesn't necessarily seem like she's just trying to help the dad. It does seem like she's mad that Anna presents herself one way and she thinks that she's another.
Okay, 100%. Her whole aura of like, you manipulate your followers, you're pretending, you're not fucking being for real here, I think is her main issue. She may actually care about the dad and may not like care about him, but like...
Like that's what started it. That's like what ignited her concern. But then she was like, I don't like that she's lying. That's why she like went public about it.
Remember how I've talked about on this podcast 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000 times that I just get a vibe about someone and I don't really know why. And then it gets confirmed and I'm like, aha, they got found out. I feel like she wanted Anna Paul to be found out and like just felt like this was all bullshit and that somebody needed to say it. And I just feel like if you're gonna tackle someone who has a very, very good reputation, you need to have a lot of receipts. And unfortunately, she has none. You know what I mean? And the person she's talking about is like, I'm fine.
If you want to take on that role to like expose them, then you better be ready for people to not believe you and that they're gonna give you backlash. Again, like the stuff about her baby is fucked up.
Yeah.
But probably like 99 out of 100 times, don't say anything. If you think that there's something off and you don't like them, then you shouldn't associate with them. Eventually, that person will show their true colors. I think that it will have the common consequence of people just thinking you're doing it for malicious reasons.
Yeah. And I mean, like she said in that first TikTok, this does have nothing to do with her. And I know that you're a parent and I know that you were homeless as well and that you have maybe a more personal connection to it. But this is a grown man dealing with his family in the ways that he wants to deal with his family. He has a platform. Should he ever want to use it to speak up about anything, he can.
Yeah. Like you don't know anything about their family dynamic. And also like if you're that concerned about it, like then you help him.
And also it doesn't sit right that like all of the information she has, even though she's saying he has a reputation of being homeless or whatever, but like all of the information she has is secondhand. So it's just like, it's not gonna get you where you thought it was. And I genuinely, from the bottom of my heart, I really do not feel like she wanted just like clout and just, I don't know. No, it doesn't feel that way.
I don't get that vibe. I get more of like a, what do we always say that we have a, what's the term for it? Justice sensitivity. So it's like, you just really feel passionate about like exposing people that are doing wrong. Like it really, really bothers you.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like this is. And like what we said earlier, not necessarily even like what she's doing to the dad, but what she's doing to her followers by doing that to her dad.
Yeah, definitely. I think that that's what happened here. I don't know. I think this whole situation is unfortunate. And I really am curious to see if Anna Paul will say anything because Anna Paul posts a lot and she has not posted in a few days.
Oh,
so I wonder if she's going to come back and say something. Obviously, her dad said something. I mean, listen, Baruka has had issues with influencers before. I think one of the ones that she had issues with was someone named Peach. You know that girl that sings? She's British.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they were friends and then they had a falling out. Like she's had her fair share of, you know, tiffs on the internet. But by far from what I've seen, this has been the biggest backlash she's gotten. People are pissed because number one, they love Anna Paul. And number two, many people are seeing this as malicious. Like you just wanted to bring her down for what? I don't want to speculate on why she's doing it. I really just think that She wasn't thinking. I'm not even trying to defend her. I just think she did not think it through at all.
No, it was like, I think it seemed like an impulsive decision because she, like, wanted the truth to be out there and didn't think about the consequences.
Or, like, why or what the truth would even do. Like, it's just, she didn't really think about any of it. And if you look at Baruka's past content, that's kind of her thing. She does post, you know, it's a verbal diarrhea situation, and I've been there, girl, I get it. But I just think this was an unfortunate situation. Like I said, she went private, and that's all we know right now.
Oh, hi there. It's me, as usual.
So, basically, how do I put this? Upon looking into the situation further, it appears that Baruka, well, this isn't the first time that she's kind of caused problems for people, or potentially lied, and we're not going to dive into it because that would be a whole nother episode, but basically, there's been a lot of problematic tweets. She had an ongoing incident with Peach, PRC.
I'm so sick of this. I'm so sick of this. Like, I'm shaking because I'm just like, I don't want to fucking have to be in this position. Like, I don't know why this has happened. This is so stupid. And it's just been going on and on and on. It will not stop. Baruka, you need to stop. You need to stop making videos about me. It is just point blank period harassment at this point. I've not acknowledged you. I've not responded with a video. I'm not talking about you literally ever. Like, you need to stop thinking that everything I do is revolved around you. I do not give a fuck about you or really even know you. Like, it is just insane at this point. We've hung out maybe like 5 times.
There's a lot there. So, yeah. Let's just say she has a history of getting kind of emotional, and by kind of, I mean very, and she then doubles down even when people are upset, and all that to say, this isn't exactly a one-off situation, and she has a bit of a reputation. So, in regards to this particular situation, she has since uploaded another video, and it's a little uncomfortable to watch, I'll be honest, but I'll put in a few clips of it right now.
I think since my baby died, I've been feeling 1,000 things at one time. All the time. And I'm trying to just keep pushing, and I moved out of my house and moved to a different area, and I'm moving out of my house, and that's one thing, and there's 1,000 things that I need to worry about, not just that my baby died, and I also just gave birth, so I'm like hormonal, and my baby died, and I'm trying to get out of the house and act normal and live my life just so that I don't sit around thinking about it. And I moved to a new area, and now every single time I go outside, it's, oh, Hans came in and he couldn't afford to eat. Or Hans came in and he couldn't pay for his bottle of water. Or Hans told me blah, 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 blah about his life. And it's every single time that I go outside to these places when I'm literally just trying to act normal. And I think all my emotions are maybe getting mixed up, and maybe that's why I care. But I also think I care because I know what it's like to not be able to afford to eat. And I feel like, why would this man just go around not, like, go around saying these things about his life if they weren't true? And I don't post about it just because I'm like, ooh, let's cancel this girl. Like, my phone has always been where I've just gone to just talk about my life and talk about the things that are on my mind. And this was on my mind heavy because every single time I go outside, I have to hear about it. And it is probably all my emotions being mixed up. And I don't want to deal with any of it. I just want my baby back. And then people have to say, oh, she's using her baby to get out of it. I wouldn't be in this situation. My baby didn't die. I actually wouldn't. I wouldn't be in this area. I wouldn't be in this house. I wouldn't have to hear about this man and what this man is saying to people. And I probably, even if I did hear about it, I wouldn't actually care because I only could care about my baby. That's the only thing I ever cared about. And now people are calling me calculated. Oh, I knew what would happen. Yeah, you know, I knew that it wouldn't be good. I really did know that. I didn't think I'd be able to learn my lesson by now. It was just weighing on me really heavy that this man was saying this stuff to people and that I knew about it. And I felt like if I didn't say something, then I wasn't doing anything either. And I'm probably not, I don't know how to say the right things. I don't know exactly what to say. I don't know how what I'm saying is going to come across to other people, online especially. I don't know. I've never known how to talk about anything. Because I turn into, like, the villain every single time when the truth is I actually just care. I care about what I'm talking about. I'm just having a really bad time since my baby died. I feel like a lot of my pain and suffering from before I had it was from not having a baby, and now he's just gone, and I don't know how to deal with anything in my life, and I don't know how to deal with it online, and I don't know how to not talk about things that are bothering me. And now it's gonna be, oh, I'm using my baby to get out of it. I don't think I should have anything to get out of, and I don't need to use my baby to get out of it. He's my baby. Like, and I could sit on here and produce screenshot after screenshot of whatever, but I just don't think I should have to. I don't think I should have to deal with any of it. And I probably shouldn't even post this video. I probably should just say nothing. I just feel like a lot of the bad things wouldn't be happening in any aspect of my life if my baby was here. There's just 1,000 things I have to deal with, and I thought, like, if I just get this one thing off my chest that's not even mine to be dealing with, then that's one less thing for me to think about. That's all it was. I wasn't evil or calculated. Like, that's not fair to say about me. And it's not fair to say that I'm using my baby to get out of it when everything is about him.
Needless to say, I think this got dark pretty quick. That is where we're at right now. All I'm going to say is that from what we've seen, it seems like Anna's dad is happy with his lifestyle, and that Veruca maybe should have minded her own business. Anyway, that's it. Okay, back to us.
Regardless of anything, remember that this is the internet. These are people's lives, and Veruca lost her child. Like, there is no need to be so fucking nasty. One person can be wrong and not deserve, like, that. You know what I mean? It's just bizarre. The lengths that people go to punish people online is like, wow, are
they just
mean.
Like, they see something as like low-hanging fruit to like, let's press her buttons and then go for it. And it's just like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. People are fucked. And unfortunately, those people also own phones. So it's a fun time here on the internet. But anyway, we can move on. I know that was like heavy and intense and weird and messy, but we can move on to also messy, I would say we're getting away from the messiness, but we're not. Okay, Janet, don't you dare.
We'll only use the mugshot.
Today we're going to be talking about Gabby Egan, who is a client of someone who's suing us, Janet. So we're only going to be using her mugshots and talking about her for this portion. No assets, Lily.
None, I swear. The first time I ever heard, like, I've never even heard the name Gabby Egan. I had never seen her before. Maybe I'm living under a rock, too, because I hadn't heard of Anna Paul. The first time I heard about Gabby Egan was in one of the episodes about Janet, because she was defending Lauren the Mortician, and then we discovered that there was more of a connection there, and that she was one of Janet's clients, and that she is one of the people that openly talks about how she hired Janet because she is protecting her brand and she can get stuff taken down that uses her picture, her content, because apparently it's stealing, Janet would say, art. That was my first impression of her, was her defending Lauren the Mortician, but not just defending Lauren the Mortician, defending the wellness check, of all things.
Yeah.
And then she went on to, like, defend their right to apparently just take down content because they don't like it, allegedly, in my opinion.
Yeah, she basically was like, if you don't want me to take things down, don't talk shit.
Don't say anything bad. Yeah. And it's like, oh, well, I don't think that's how it works.
Also, I just checked. She still follows me on TikTok. And you want to know something crazy?
She followed you on Instagram.
She followed me after it came out that we were being sued. And I was like,
interesting choice.
Are you watching Do We Know Them, Gabby? Let me know.
Or is she not at all and is very oblivious to what's going on?
Yeah, it's literally she's watching our show, or she literally knows nothing of what's going on. And I'm so curious to know which it is.
I can't imagine it's the second, but she does seem maybe a little distracted sometimes, so could be.
Yeah, I don't know her. I followed her for a long time. I don't necessarily have anything against her. Her defending the wellness check was an ick for sure. I was like, girl, what are
you
doing?
That entire video was kind of like a ooh.
But we're here to talk about a situation because it is kind of interesting. Do we talk about people's like arrests usually? Not really.
No, not usually. The reason we were talking about her before was because she was one of the people that uses Janet to potentially get content taken down. And I remember, as a result of that, people were using her existing mugshot, not the one we're about to talk about, but she already had a mugshot because apparently she'd been arrested a couple times at least.
Yeah, she had. So her biggest arrest, I don't know all her arrest history, but her main arrest that people talk about and reference her mugshot is from when she got arrested in Vegas. And this was a big turning point for her because I remember on TikTok, she didn't drink for like, I want to say a year or 2 years after this because she hinted, or I think she flat out said that this situation was because she like got out of control with drinking like that night?
I think she also claimed that she believes that she was drugged.
Oh, does she? I don't know. This was back in 2021 in August, and it says that she was booked on 2 counts of battery by prisoner on a first responder and 1 count of interference with a public officer by threat. It says she was at the Marquee Pool Club located at the Cosmopolitan, and then cops claimed that she was causing a disturbance at the club and started yelling at patrons. And then when security asked her to leave, the North Carolina native allegedly told security to, quote, fuck off.
Stop it. So she just repeated what she did in 2021.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to talk about this one, because I'm like, oh, so copy paste. She told them, why do I have to leave, you fucking bitch? After she refused to leave, security detained her for trespassing, which is when Egan allegedly tried to kick the security guard in the testicles, but the kick allegedly connected with the security guard's leg. This seems like a parody. What the fuck? How is this even real? Cops claim that when they started to switch the handcuff from the security guards to theirs, Egan also tried kicking the police officer in the testicles, but the kick hit him in his right kneecap. Girl?
Oh my God. Yeah, so this is the picture that was circulating, and why we found out about this arrest was because people were using this picture to talk about her.
Exactly. Law enforcement also claimed that Egan tried to break free from the cop's grip and run away several times. When the officer attempted to search her, Egan allegedly headbutted another cop in the nose with the back of her head.
Oh my God.
A struggle ensued, during which Egan went limp, so she was carried into the cop car.
You guys, when we read you the current thing, she really just has her moves and she sticks to them.
I know. Yeah, so the reason we're talking about this now is because she just got arrested in Nashville for the same exact thing. So there's a place called Scoop Nashville that literally their entire Instagram and website is just posting people that get arrested in Nashville. Like, literally, that's all they do.
There's enough content for that?
Oh, girl, they have like 5 a day. But it says 24-year-old Gabrielle Egan, who has millions of followers on TikTok, was arrested in Nashville Saturday night. Police say she was at Rippy's Honky Tonk. Is that not where Michelle the bartender works? She works at something honky tonk.
No, she works at Uncle Jesse's.
Oh, Uncle Jesse's honky tonk. On Broadway in downtown Nashville, when she bumped into a waitress who was bringing food to a table, Egan reportedly told the server, "You need to watch out," and struck her on the right side of her head using her left hand. Security detained her, and Metro Nashville police officers arrived at the venue. During the subsequent investigation, multiple witnesses stated they observed Egan push a second waitress and threaten other customers. As she was being arrested for disorderly conduct, the TikToker lunged forward and headbutted an officer, striking him in the head and causing visible injuries. She then used her right foot to strike the same officer's thigh. She was eventually restrained and transported to booking to be processed for the additional charge of assault on a police officer. What the fuck are you doing?
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say that she was trying to kick him in the testicles and missed.
This is not even fucking funny. The first one sounded like a parody, honestly, and that's not even funny because it's people trying to do their jobs, and as long as they are not assaulting you, like if you're getting kicked out of someone, you can't just start fucking kicking everyone and saying fuck off.
That's my thing. It's like, I get that she was likely drunk or other things.
Well, she says she was very drunk and she blames it on, like, I was completely out of it. And it impacted her enough that she didn't want to drink for so long after that. So she definitely felt not herself, we can say, and that she wasn't acting like how she would on a Tuesday at home.
That has to be the case, because otherwise I'm like, what's your goal here? Like, it's not like you're going to headbutt the police officer and then not get arrested. You're only making it worse.
The way that I could kind of compare it is I went on a trip to Vegas and I had a lot of Red Bull and vodka, which haven't had since. It literally makes me irate. No, like literally, I am a bull. Like, fuck the wing part. Like, I'm just a bull and I'm angry at life. It's just too much adrenaline. And then also the alcohol, you know, you become a little bit just loopy. I remember I got into like, not fights, like physical fights, but like with my friends and with Nassim, and like we were all just like a fucking hot mess, which I would normally never be. So drinking can do that, and environments can also do that. Environments where there's a lot of people, some people can have just like claustrophobic moments where like, get the fuck off of me, you know, that type of thing. But this, I'm like trying to wrap my head around. Number one, you've already done something like this. So now at this point, we're talking about a pattern. Number two, and not to say that moms can't be hot messes and stuff like that, but you're a fucking mom. And when I saw this, I thought there is no world in which I do something like this and jeopardize my ability to go home to my kids.
That's the thing. I'm like, it's not that like, oh, you're a mom, you can't act a certain way. It's that you have responsibilities that you need to consider Absolutely. When you're deciding what actions you're going to follow through on. And
yeah.
assaulting police officers. And why are you hitting a waitress?
No. Two waitresses. That part to me, and not that hitting the cop is any better, because again, these people are trying to do their fucking jobs and you're a menace to society.
She's like angry and like all like ramped up. So at least, I mean, not at least, but it's like, I kind of get maybe how.
Like she's just, everyone's catching hands at that yeah, point yeah. type of thing.
But the fact that it started with like, why the fuck are you hitting waitresses?
Well, literally the way that the story goes, it's her telling the waitress, you need to watch out, and then striking her. Like, what the fuck? Maybe the waitress like looked at her weird or something, but there's absolutely no reason for that. Like,
I think I read another one that says that they bumped into each other, but like no one even knows, like it could have been like a mutual, it was an accident regardless. When I bump into someone, when I'm really drunk at a bar, I'm like opposite day. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm like,
oh yeah.
Trying to apologize.
Especially a fucking waitress, a service worker in the food industry. Like you're literally going to strike someone who is just showing up for their job.
Yeah.
No, I don't care how drunk you are. And again, if I had to guess, this is a sign of maybe just stop drinking, like for real. Like this may just be something you shouldn't do.
If this is a pattern of behavior, I think you need to address either why you're getting violent when you get drunk or maybe just stop getting drunk.
Yeah, this is so beyond anything. Like I understand getting drunk and like having a night where for some reason you can't stop fucking crying or like yeah. you're just a hot mess. You're like, oh my God, what even was that? This should never happen at any point in anyone's lifetime, let alone it's happened twice in the span of 3 years. And you are a mother and you are married and you may just be 24 years old. I know you had a kid young. I'm aware of all of that, but girl, you gotta tighten it up. You can't be doing shit like this when you have kids. But when you have kids, it's crazy to me. I'm like, wait, what? Like, I can't imagine telling Noah and Amelie like, bye, mommy's going to the bar, and I'm at the bar fucking punching people yeah, and kicking right? people in the testicle. No, like, come the fuck on.
Like, it's interesting also to look at the comparison between the mugshots, because the first one kind of seems like she's sad crying. And upset, and then yeah. this one she's kind of like smug and like has this weird little smirk yeah. and like she does look very gone behind the eyes. But
yeah, I completely agree. She definitely looks more like, and what, bitch, because she knows this is gonna be all over the internet. She yeah. knows that with her last mugshot she put it on shirts and shit. Like she was not hiding away from it at all. She jokes about her arrest and stuff, but for it to happen again yeah. is so wild, especially because she heavily acknowledges her past and was like, oh my God, like that was a fuck up, I didn't want to drink because I didn't want that to happen again. And now she was living a different life, and look at this shit. Like, that's crazy. People make mistakes, but twice is not a mistake, I don't think. That being said, I guess that something else could have gone down. It does seem like there's maybe some context missing, you know what I mean? Like, if she really just said like, you need to watch out, and just like started punching people, that is a little bit more unhinged than like if the waiter told her like, bitch, or I don't fucking know.
The TikTok that Becca sent us was a girl talking about it, and she says either the waitress bumped into her or she bumped into the waitress. That's not clear.
So that's the part that's up for speculation. I don't know. I just feel like she's gonna talk about it. I'm sure she will. And we'll, you know, revisit when she does. But I just feel like, what could have been the missing context to put your hands on someone and multiple people? And then we already know, because of her charges in the past and what she admits to having made a huge mistake on, it's so similar that it's like she has just randomly hit people before who are trying to either kick her out.
And she sticks to them.
Yeah, like I don't see this as impossible. It's not super out of the ordinary. That being said, I guess let's wait and see what context comes out, but don't be putting your hands on people for any reason.
Well, and the fact that both incidents are service people and police yeah. officers. Thank God she is a white female, because like not everyone can get away with headbutting a police officer and like walk away.
And being out in 7 hours on bail.
Yeah, no, like that's I don't think so. So she should be counting her lucky stars.
I know. And maybe stop going out.
I would
just stay home, girl.
I thought that was unspoken, but yes.
But anyway, wishing all the best to those involved. That's pretty fucking wild. Okay, so my We Love the Internet is one of my faves, aside from when Manny and James were walking the runway. We saw Manny's butt.
That was a fave?
It was my personal okay. fave, actually. Choice. This one, my brother, we were playing Fortnite last night, and he literally cackled. And my brother has a witch cackle, so when he laughs it sounds like a fucking witch is laughing. And I was like, Joey, what is so funny? And he sends me this, and I did actually find it pretty funny. Do you know what Glambot is?
Yeah. The slow-mo.
Or do you live under a rock? Yeah.
Oh, God. Some of the most awkward ones. Speaking, before we even watch these, I do want to say, I feel so bad for the guy that works these. I forget what his name is. Yeah, Cole. Because some of the celebrities are so, like, rude or just, like, just don't pay any attention to him. They're like,
it seems like it's a hard job. And especially, I don't think people realize when they're going to do it, how fast that machine goes. It would, have you seen the girl that got super scared?
No.
Oh my God, there was one, I forgot who it was. Like, she literally yelled and shrieked out, like, ah, because it literally just scared her. And that would be me.
And he tries to warn them that it goes really fast and, like, try and explain it to them. And I feel like all of them are very, like, I know what I'm doing. Like, go away. And it's like, he's just doing his job and trying to get you to get the best shot. So maybe you should listen to him.
We're here to watch some of the most awkward glam bots, starting with Sigourney Weaver. That was foul that they put her first. They just don't know where to look, which is the worst part. They don't know where to look.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God,
this is Joey. Okay, Joey King's is really, really awkward.
Oh, bless her heart.
Okay. Oh, okay, here we go. She got stuck in like that, like.
This is what would happen thumbs to me.
Okay, this would be me.
Yeah.
Camila's is not bad. It's just she got stuck in that position because it does move so fast. Yeah. She just
didn't get the right part of the action.
Oh, Nor.
I saw this and she winks.
Me. Oh, see, Brooke, she didn't deserve that. She kind of ate that
up. I was like, Brooke posted hers, like,
I like hers. She's pissed she ended up on this list. Okay, Chris Olsen, you may serve jail time for this. We haven't decided yet.
What? Why?
Dua Lipa just couldn't find the camera. Oh. She couldn't. I love Dua Lipa. You could pay her $1 million. You can give her $1 million reward to find the camera and she wouldn't get it. She looks so beautiful. I was like, she just could not find the camera. No, she kind of ate that.
I feel like I've seen her posted as well.
Oh, she just couldn't find it. She looks back at it afterwards. She just couldn't find it. So it's mainly Sigourney Weaver's.
Okay. Such a random side tangent, but when I was working at Clever, like back in the beginning.
Oh, here we go. You met Sigourney Weaver?
No, I haven't. I was working as doing the ad campaigns. That's like why I got hired originally. So I would get put on email threads with like an entire marketing team of a big company. And I'm pretty sure it was Macy's. The lead person that would be writing the emails, her name was Sigourney Weaver. And I was like, what? No. What do you mean? Who names their child Sigourney Weaver?
And was it her?
No, it was not.
See, that is weird. Yeah.
They called her Siggy.
We were playing freaking Fortnite last night talking about how Sigourney Weaver was the most awkward one. And then Alex goes, wait, Sigourney Beaver did a glam bot? And we're like, Sigourney Beaver? And then Joey goes, not you thinking, because it's like a play on words from one of the RuPaul's drag queens, and her name is Sigourney Beaver, but he never even knew that Sigourney Weaver existed. He thought it was only, like, he just thought the famous person was Sigourney Beaver.
How do you not know who Sigourney Weaver is?
Honestly, I don't know where she's from. I just know her.
Alien, she was, oh my God, randomly this is coming to mind, but Heartbreakers with Jennifer Love Hewitt and Gene Hackman.
No. Whatever. I just know her. She's very famous, but Alex thought her name was Sigourney Beaver or the person's whatever.
I feel like even recently that he definitely has seen her.
Oh, yeah. Like you see her face and you know you've seen her somewhere. But I just want to specify that was not laughing at them. It, first of all, would be me there, especially the wink one. The kick and the wink.
Ours would be
me,
way
bitch.
Worse.
And then
worse.
I would wake up in night sweats and be like, why did I kick? Why did I kick? Why did I think that would be cute? 100% glam bots are my biggest, like, I will never do that. And they're not that I would ever have the chance to, but I will never do that.
Honestly, if I was like attending a red carpet and I had the option, I would say no because I am confident 100% that I would end up with a bad one.
But it's so funny just because the nature of it, they all look stunning. They all look amazing, but it's so perfectly like crafted to cause some awkward fucking
things. The most gorgeous person.
Right? Oh my God, the wink. Oh, Sigourney, we love you. Anyway, that was my We Love the Internet.
Oh, I told you about this last week and I wanted to play it. So this is a girl named Mary Gomez and she's learning to speak English. I was like smiling watching it because it was so cute.
Hi, my name is Mary and I'm learning English by myself. Okay, stay here. Okay. Do you guys have any idea how much I have learned this week? This is incredible! I am going to introduce myself to new teachers and to not be boring. Boring. I am going to interview myself as if you guys were asking me. Okay. How old are you? I am 36 years old. Like 25. Oh.
Isn't she so cute?
She's so cute.
What's your marital status? I am married. My husband's name is Cook. I love you, baby. Do you have children? Yes, I have 3 boys. What's your profession? Oh my God. I went to law school and worked for many years as a notary public in Brazil. Here I am a homemaker, mother, wife, and now I student. Oh my
gosh!
It's incredible.
Oh my God, she's so cute. She's so happy about it. And then she says, alligator. See you later.
See you, alligator. Is that what she said?
Yeah, she doesn't say see you later, alligator.
See you, alligator. That is so cute. I remember, like, people that would come and babysit and stuff. Oftentimes, they didn't speak English. And they would always, I mean, not that excited, but they would always be very, very overly excited to learn new words or say new things. And, like,
it's so cute.
I know. I can't remember the last time I was that excited about anything ever.
Right.
So I love that for her. I really do.
Well, and then even the comments are really cute, too. I've never been this proud of someone I don't know. See you, alligator, was the best thing ever. She's like, you are very, very, very kind.
Aw.
Your pronunciation is getting so much better so fast.
Aw. Look at the internet not being absolute fucking menaces.
Right. I'm like, that's why I love the internet.
I know. Yeah. Sometimes. We actually needed that after this episode. Anyway, beautiful way to end it. Well, if you made it to the end, as always, we appreciate you very, very much. We do hope you have a wonderful weekend. We didn't say like happy St. Patrick's Day last weekend. Happy weekend after St. Patrick's
Day. That's because I didn't know it was St. Patrick's
Day. I know. Honestly, same. I didn't even know. What did you guys do? Let us know. Anyway, hope you have a fun weekend after St. Patrick's Day. And we will, as always, see you on Monday. Bye.
Bye.